This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 26th, and on this day, in 1971, one of the most iconic logos in rock was first used. At the Marquee Club in London, on the VIP passes for the Rolling Stones gig, the now famous Lips and Tongue logo was printed. It was designed by John Pash, a student at the Royal College of Art in London. Now, the Stones management contacted the college looking for a student to design a European tour poster. John won that, and he was given another assignment. Design as a logo. And he did. Legend has it he got paid £50 for doing so. I wonder if he ever got more from it, though. On this day in 1977, The Clash released their debut single, White Riot. It wasn't available in the US for another couple of years. And birthdays, well, born on this day in 1948 is the legendary frontman Steven Tyler. He is, of course, the lead singer of the best-selling American hard rock band of all time, Aerosmith, who've sold more than 150 million records since the early 70s. Steven is 75 years old today. But for today's main show, we're going a little bit different and looking at the one-hit wonder that was number one in the UK on this day. Yes, the number one song in the UK on this day in 1991 was The One and Only. It was a chart topper around the world, was the ninth biggest selling song of the year in Britain as well, and appeared on lots of movies, including Doc Hollywood starring Michael J. Fox and Buddy's film starring Roger Daltrey. Now, the singer, Chesney Hawkes, was discovered by Daltrey, and when looking for a song to help burst him onto the scene, they turned to 80s hitmaker Nick Kershaw. I interviewed Nick, who played Live Aid at Wembley Stadium many, many years ago. I think it was 20 years ago I spoke to him. And we spoke about this big hit. 1989, it was the last year, well, the last album you released for 10 years at that point, The Works.
Yeah.
You kind of took a back step, didn't you, basically? Came out of the limelight and you concentrated more on writing for other folk. I mean, why did you decide to do that?
Well, I was kind of, you know, I was half pushed and half jumped, really. The deal with MCA Records was up. And I just thought, well, do I want to go somewhere else? And I really didn't at that point because I was, I don't know, I was just fed up with the whole touring, recording cycle. I just thought, you know, I'm a bit tired. It'd be good if I could just stay at home, write songs and other people record them and just sort of keep my head down.
And that kind of worked magically, didn't it?
Well, it did at first, yeah. I got incredibly lucky at first because one of the first ones out of the bag was The One and Only for Chesney Hawkes. Right place, right time.
What was the inspiration for that one then?
I don't remember, to be honest. I remember I kind of wrote it and just sort of dismissed it really and just stuck it on a shelf because it wasn't something that I ever would have recorded, and it just sounded a bit, this will make you laugh, it sounded a bit 80s to me. So I didn't bother with it, and it's only because Chesney's dad walked into Warner Chapel Music one day and said, have you got any songs for this movie that Chesney's making with Roger Daltrey? And that was played to him, and he says that would be great, and that's just, you know, that's why it happened.
Did you feel as happy seeing somebody else having a huge hit with something you'd written?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because Chesney was getting all the stick and I was getting all the glory. Fantastic.
Did Pat, have you not wished that you kind of sang it and released it yourself?
Never.
Never?
No, not at all. I mean, if I had done, it wouldn't have been that huge hit. You know, it's a combination of things make a record a hit, and Chesney was a big part of that.
No, This Day Rocks tomorrow as it's the big interview show and features a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist, so make sure you don't miss it. Until then, though, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.